Right, welcome everybody. We're delighted to have another expert join us for our podcast to end this week. So it's a very warm welcome to David O'Brien. How are you, David?
I'm well, Andy.
Yeah, good to hear, good to hear. Now, David has a long career in not just analysis, but also strategic consulting, and particularly looking at manufacturing and industrial sectors and transport. As befits his roots and his current location in the north of England, the engine of the country. And in recent weeks, we've looked in various sectors at the significant impact of what the pandemic has brought and how businesses are having to rethink what they're doing, what their approaches are, what they'll do after the pandemic is contained, hopefully soon. And last week, we were talking about retail, and Chris Wickham was drawing a lot of attention to technology and the continued rise of online retailing. And David, we've been talking in the context of manufacturing about technology and digitalization. Now, could you tell us a little bit more about what that is and why it's important?
Yeah, I think the two businesses that you automatically think of when you think of digitalization of businesses, the naturally Amazon and Apple. In effect, they deliver products and services very swiftly, and within that, a very seamless user experience. And as a result of which, they've grown, particularly at Amazon, which has probably grown to the size of some countries within the developing world in terms of their GDP. So enormous company, but they've grown on the basis of customer comes first, and also, oh, you want to buy that? You'll have it shipped and delivered within 2 days. So that's what we think of when we think of digitalization. If you actually want almost a textbook answer to what digitalization is the use of digital technologies to change your business model, to enhance revenue opportunities, and to enable cost reduction. Now, typically, that involves not just one part of the firm, but it involves all of the firm. And what do I mean by that? So, for example, in terms of the management teams, managers are able to react more quickly to market changes because they have real-time information of what's happening in the company, what's happening in terms of sales, stock, etc. It generally enables companies to have a higher return on investment. It maintains a competitive advantage, and it provides some future proofing. And then we move on to the IT, which obviously is the department that would naturally install this and develop it within the business. Well, that tends to be on a flexible and scalable infrastructure. And then in terms of your finance department, they ensure with all of the data and real-time information that they have that there's an efficient use of resources, that the company has lower personnel costs. We also see reduced investment costs because the company automatically knows with the greater amounts of data available to it what the company needs to spend on. So there isn't wasted investment, and importantly, that the numbers are up to date. Marketing also benefit because they can target better. There's reduced ad spend, shorter time to market, HR, targeted candidate marketing, talent traceability, etc. And with sales, it's a much simpler and cheaper customer onboarding process. And there's also automated sales support. So rather than having large call centers, you can have things like online chats or chatbots to actually help to give customer additional information. And that brings you naturally onto customer service, which is enhanced because there are a number of different ways that the customer can get the answers it requires rather than having to wait 20 minutes before somebody in the call center actually answers the phone. And importantly for manufacturers, all of this information, which is generally by customers. So it's the customers are making the inquiries and the orders. They're providing their delivery address. And if they've any feedback, whether positive or negative, they're also providing that electronically, which means whether it's customer service or production, they have that information at their fingertips. But in terms of production, it allows for a greater automation of processes. Digital controls become more commonplace within manufacturing via the web or mobile apps. And what that does, it allows an improved allocation of production goods. Now, in terms of the company's resources, it also enables a much greater control of working capital and in turn cash.
Yeah, which that's a fantastic overview, David. And to bring it into the here and now, all of those are very sensible objectives for any management seeking to maximize its returns of the business. How has the current corona crisis accelerated what seems to be required? Or is it a case that certain industries, you know, we've talked about hospitality, travel, are going to see dramatic changes, and some people are actually going to have to be catching up if they don't have this in place already?
I think that's absolutely right, that there will be a massive catch-up. But I think what COVID-19 has done is that because it's very difficult to talk to an individual or to walk into a store, for example, to buy a product, everything is naturally drifting online. And on that basis, there has been an acceleration. So even 75-year-old Aunt Agatha, probably with help over the phone from a relative, is actually ordering goods online now, because the harsh reality is, unless somebody physically takes an order down to the local supermarket for them, they can't buy anything. And if they want anything that's not stocked in a supermarket, then unfortunately they're going to struggle. So in essence, most people have bought more than they would normally via e-commerce websites since a lockdown started than normally would have been the case. So as a result of which, companies who have actually furloughed staff, they've only got a limited number of people still within the company's buildings, whether that's offices or in the warehouse or the factory, and then they have to be spaced out so that they're not running fully operational. So the transformation that would normally take place over a period of anything between 1 to 3 years is actually happening, or parts of the digitalization is actually happening more quickly, because companies are forced to actually deal with customers over e-commerce, otherwise they lose the sale.
Yeah, sounds totally logical. And perhaps you can end this up by sort of bringing it home to reality and looking at the UK small and medium-sized businesses that our listeners are very interested in, and companies that you follow closely or have been looking through their results and updates lately, who are also commenting on the importance of improving their digitalization.
Absolutely, and have to be made somewhere. So if there are issues with your supply chain, then that invariably means that there can be instances whereby you're unable to source the goods. And Amazon's recently announced as a result that they're seeing some goods actually held up for a month before they can be delivered. Mm-hmm. And in some instances, that isn't unusual. And I talked earlier about the whole firm and how the digitalization process brings in the whole firm. What it also allows companies to do is look at their supply chain. So they can actually monitor via the cloud, which will bring me on to one such company in a moment. It allows company to monitor via the cloud what's happening in that supply chain, and as a result of which it can allow better planning because of this digitalization process. And you'll recall earlier that I mentioned that the digitalization process is providing a greater amount of information, but importantly, real-time information in the hands of managers which allowed them to manage the business much more efficient. Coming on to companies I just mentioned, the cloud, I think it's an interesting stat if that you look at data centers, they've grown to such a level that they're currently taking almost 2% of all US power consumption, or electricity consumption, and that amounts to 1.3% globally. So such has been the growth of data centers that they're taking a significant amount of electricity consumption worldwide. One such company that sells into the data center market is Northbridge Industrial Services via its division Creswick, and that supplies load banks, which are used in the commissioning of data centers, particularly commissioning the backup power, but also in heat load testing of the data centers, whereby they're testing the air conditioning systems to make sure that they will be able to cope once the data centers fully up and running. Then in terms of logistics, because clearly logistics is very important in customer service, because if a customer that you've bought a good from says, oh, it's been dispatched, under the digitalization process, you should then be able to monitor it via a tracking system. Expediator have just announced and that it's undertaken the digitalization process within its freight forwarding division, and that's to focus on initially the quote system, where customers' input required details. That in turn saves an admin time, and it can also determine when there will be the next available room on the trailer that's going to whichever country the customer wants to send the package to. It's also introducing a tracking system so customers can track consignments, and also a proof of delivery system, and customers will actually receive this electronically. Yeah. And all of that is expected, rather than to add cost to business, to actually remove cost to the business, because it's taking out layers of admin.
Right. As I say, very, very impressive how quickly companies are adapting. But as you said, you know, they really have no choice, whether they're trillion-dollar capitalization or smaller businesses. It's a new environment. But change does open up opportunity for those who can take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great. That's really helpful. Really helpful, David. I'm sure we'll come back and cover this in the future. So can I thank you for your experience and input? Wish you a good weekend, and the same to all our listeners. As always, stay safe.